Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, neighbors. It's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that will help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, today's cattle futures rallied again for the second day in a row. Quite strong here, 20 to $1.40 higher on the live cattle. October live cattle, which are the front end here, up 20 at 98.70, about a dollar off of their low earlier in the day. There was some 99 cash trade today. We started 96 early in the week, the 98 bid yesterday, and finished off here today 99. So good action there. Yeah, 99 is disappointing, but it's better than 96 where we started the week. Technically speaking here on the live cattle, the market again has been rallying for 3 or 4 days here. It looks like that post Tyson fire has kind of settled in, and that's behind us now. We're kind of inching back up. Feeder cattle were up 90 in September at 136.97. Technically speaking there, they rallied back. We haven't got quite back to the gap, which was pre-Tyson, that August 9th report. But that gap was 137.82 on the October. Currently, October is 134.82. And then the lean hogs today have traded up. The December anyway, we're limit up all day long, up $3 at 64.20. Just ideas that the Asian market here is going to be opening back up, hopefully, as some optimistic trade talks been going back and forth following they're looking into the October trade negotiations.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to PollardFarms.com. That's PollardFarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Well, today's grain action really centered around the USDA report. We finished the day strong across the board. Corn futures finished up 7.5 cents in December at 367.5. Soybeans were 27 to 28 cents higher. So really strong action there in the soybean market. Some of it may be related to the report, but also some of it due to the fact that the Chinese markets, or the optimism on the U.S.-Chinese trade negotiations. And then mid-morning, about just before 11 o'clock, there was an announcement that 600,000 metric tons, or somewhere around 10 cargo loads of beans have been purchased for October through December delivery out of the Pacific Northwest going to China. So that also kind of helped push the scales in the upward direction. And then wheat, 5 to 6 cents higher. The report itself actually increased yield for corn and beans is about a bushel an acre bigger. So nothing real big, but bigger than expected. And some people thought that might be a little bit negative to the market. Cotton today, cotton was up about 260 points. They lowered the yield 16 pounds per acre down to 855 pounds per acre. So that was a little bit bullish there. But that, and then also the Chinese news pushing that kind of over the top. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.